The least developed countries, or LDCs, need to make significant efforts to generate a sufficient number of jobs and offer decent employment opportunities to their young population. That's the key message in the UNCTAD Least Developed Countries Report 2013. Although the LDCs have in the past experienced periods of relative growth, this is not translated into more jobs. In fact, this period has been described as a jobless growth. Now, with 130 million people expected to enter the labor force in the LDCs by 2020, responding to the employment challenge will be difficult, warns Mukisa Kitui, UNCTAD's Secretary General.
In spite of the global downturn, LDCs have relatively survived doing well on a growth path over the past decade or two. If during that growth it could not create employment, when will they create the jobs? Any model of development will severely be undermined unless the urgent question of sustainable quality income and livelihoods is addressed as the core essence of the development narrative out of the LDCs in the coming period.
Mr. Kitui also notes that the majority of people in the LDCs who are self-employed earn barely enough to survive. This so-called vulnerable employment accounts for 80% of the jobs in these countries. Growth in the world's poorest countries, therefore, has not been inclusive, and its contribution to poverty reduction has been limited. Quality jobs that offer better salaries and working conditions for the youth are lacking. The youth population in the LDCs, aged 15 to 24 years, is expected to reach 300 million by 2050, when one in four youths worldwide will be living in an LDC. The director of the Division of the Least Developed Countries, Tesfa Chutafere, says he's deeply concerned about the state of things.
The numbers are very frightening. And whether this group of countries will create about 100 million or so jobs by the end of this decade is questionable. And if they are not doing that, then what's going to happen to all these young people joining the labor market? For us, employment is very important because giving people work is not only very important, makes them earn income, but also the best and the most dignified way of reducing poverty is to make people earn by working and earn decent job, decent wage, so that they have decent living standard. This is how we should measure progress.
Mr. Tafere believes LDC economies can create more quality jobs by diversifying their economies and focusing less on the extractive industries like mining that have failed to put a dent in unemployment. Meanwhile, the UNCTAD 2013 LDC report also suggests that these countries invest heavily in rural infrastructure like electricity, transport, and communication, as well as in startup businesses for young people. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.